أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. The connection of these ayat with the previous ayats, as mentioned before, one was that first Allah gave a short answer to the malaika when they requested to know the wisdom that Allah is creating another creation to become His deputies and vicegerents on this earth. What was the reason and the wisdom of that? They inquired, and also first a short answer was given, and now a detailed answer is given in here. Also, the first answer was what is called hakimana, that is from authority. That what this is our authority. We are saying this. This must happen. And now was a hakimana answer. That is the wisdom also Allah is explaining why we are doing this. So when وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا اور سکھلا دیئے اللہ نے آدم کو سب چیزوں کے نام. And Allah Ta'ala had taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the names and the effects of all the things in this world. One explanation before was given of asma, the asma, the sifat, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. That also all Allah did not give to the malaika, but to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. All those names Allah had taught to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And here asma is also referred to, and this is the more common view that is held, that the names of all the things of this world, all the names and the effects of things, which today we might call chemicals also, which we might call all the herbs and all the trees, all the leaves, the effects of them. Today the various types of medicines that are made, the various types of chemicals that are made, the combination of things and what results. All this, the broad principles Allah Ta'ala had taught to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is quite clear that without that, a person cannot run the affairs of this world. And none of that was taught to the malaika. But for mankind, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah taught him all those things. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had taught this to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and therefore now he was in a position to become the vicegerent, the deputy, the Khalifatullah fil ard, and his progeny as well. When Allah Ta'ala had done that, ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ پھر سامنے کیا ان سب چیزوں کو فرشتوں کے. Then Allah presented all those things in front of the malaika, that all these things are here. فقال, and said to the malaika, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَاُولَىٰ, tell me, inform me, what are the names of these things and what are the effects of them. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, اگر تم سچے ہو, if you are true, that you should be the vicegerents of Allah, you make Allah's ibadat much more, and you don't commit any sin whatsoever, no desire or thought of sin comes into you, no then hunger ever overtakes you, no sickness overtakes you, and you feel you are more capable for that, then the basis of running the affairs of the world is to know all the things of this world. So inform me of the names of this, the malaika. And this is a clear distinction here also, one between the malaika and shaitan. When malaika were told to make sajda, they immediately made sajda. Shaitan used his own logic. And here also a great thing that we all have to learn in our lives, that when a thing becomes clear, we did not know about it, we held a certain view, etc. But when the opposite view becomes clear to us, and we understand it, we should accept it wholeheartedly. And this is also a quality of the malaika, qalu subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana, bole paak hai tu humko maloom nahi magar jitna tune humko sikhaya. Oh Allah, you are completely pure. None of your actions are in vain and are useless. And neither are any of your actions without any wisdom. And that wisdom of yours, only you know. We don't know those wisdoms. And the knowledge of Allah, only Allah has got. We haven't got that knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has got. So they said, O Allah, you are pure and clean, and you we have got no knowledge but that which you have taught us. Only so much we know. And also from this we understand that that capability, istidad, which Allah had put in the malaika, was in a different way. And what Allah had put in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in a different way. And this capabilities which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had, they were the ones required to run the affairs of this world. And therefore, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his progeny, Bani Adam, mankind at large, they were given the responsibility of running the affairs of this world. And that knowledge also in detail, Allah Ta'ala had taught it to mankind. And this knowledge, if it remains within its domains, under the knowledge of deen, and what Allah Ta'ala has taught, then that knowledge is very profitable, very beneficial. But when that knowledge takes out Allah from the equation, that we are in control of everything, and we are in charge of everything, then that very knowledge becomes the cause of destruction of mankind. And also, if that knowledge of this worldly matters, it takes preference and precedence over the knowledge of deen, which is the basic purpose, the ruh, the knowledge of the ruh, the knowledge of akhirat. And this dunya's knowledge, though it is within its limits, but it takes precedence and preference over deeni knowledge, then also destruction comes to mankind. So the malaika acknowledge this, and they understood, innaka antal alimul hakim, beshak tu hi hai asal janne wala, hikmat wala. O Allah, your knowledge is superb and overpowers everything, and not only knowledge but wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Here also we should understand to believe in Allah as He is. And Allah has planned everything according to His wisdom. We want to use our small little brains, and we want to make judgment on the running affairs of the world of Allah Ta'ala. The slave is he who accepts, and if we believe in Allah, we accept wholeheartedly, wholesomely, we believe what Allah has decreed, whether we understand it or not, whether we have that knowledge of it or not, we accept wholeheartedly. But when man wants to judge over Allah Ta'ala and judge over the affairs of the world which Allah has decreed, then of course man is also bringing his own destruction. So great lessons are taught for us here. One major thing, that we are not from any monkey or monkey species. There is no Darwin theory of evolution whatsoever in any way. Allah has created us. And here Allah explains that our creation with regard to the malaika, the angels who are so pure and so clean, who are every moment engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, yet how Allah has given preference over Bani Adam. All this we have to understand and become the true Bani Adam, the true slaves of Allah, and execute our duties as the vicegerents of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. Then the affairs of this earth will run properly. Otherwise the chaos, everyone is aware, within our own selves, our homes, our communities, and the whole ummah, the world at large, even the non-Muslim world, all the chaos that is reigning, all the terrible evil that is being committed, murders, raping, war, all these terrible things which are happening, is all because we are not fulfilling our duties as the deputies of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. May Allah give us all tawfiq.